in our Sligo Leitrim South Donegal mental health services that we have 80 to 90 vacant places where these vacant positions have not been filled. So this is having, and I'm hearing this on the ground, this is having an impact on the service that can be given. So, for example, some of the specialist teams that go out into the community can no longer take referrals from community nurses in order to go out and see people who are in mental health crisis. And the figures show that they have actually managed to reduce hospital admission. The people they see, they almost 90% manage to take care of the patient and the person in their own home. So they have avoided 75, for example, patient or person admissions and 75 visits to the emergency department. So this is really taking the pressure. These specialist teams take the pressure off and manage to keep people well in the community or take care of them during their crisis. So these, all of these specialist teams are short staffed and they're impacting that. But it's even more worrying now at the moment that over the last few weekends, the inpatient beds were full or almost full.
And Councillor, there's no doubt that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, we've made significant strides in terms of how we address and how we support mental health issues. And I think we're reaching a point now where we've opened up about it all quite significantly, but now the resources aren't really matching up. And there's, you know, it's the patients who are feeling the effect of that, but also the staff as well, because, you know, they're working to their limits on this front. And it's just, you're just looking for that to be addressed and for a solution to be found.
Absolutely. I really agree with you there, David. We have at last begun to express what really is going on for people. And if we can manage to take care of people early in where they have difficulties with their mental health or mental health breakdowns, that is when we need to get in there. And that is when the professional staff need to be able to meet with them and give the therapies that are required. And you're so right, there have been a marvellous improvement. So I have to commend Minister Mary Butler for all of the clinical care programmes that she initiated. And those have shown evidence, and some of that evidence I shared with you this morning, like these teams are seeing over hundreds of people, 100 people, and they are stopping these people having to come to the emergency department.